just about 2 minutes after 8 o'clock on this 16th day of February, part of a holiday weekend. This is Pete Fornichelle. Good morning and welcome to the Sunday Show at 92.3 K-Rock.
My brother is a dark-eyed gentleman. We see each other when we can, for dinner or some music. But there's always been this tension, neither mentioned, and then the conversation dies down. And I think sometimes it's just as well we live in different towns. Some say we're like day and night, the southern cross and the northern lights. It's half a world away from me, still he's half the world to me, and doesn't even know it. When we were young, we fought till our mom cried, forgave each other when she died, before we tried to close again. Though we both are loyal and enjoy each other's triumphs, we don't understand them well. And each other's friends are ciphers, and each other's heaven hell. Some say we're like day and night, southern cross and the northern light. He's half a world away from me, still he's half the world to me, and he doesn't even know it. Some say we're like day and night, southern cross and the northern light. He's half a world away from me, still he's half the world to me, and doesn't even know it.
Brother, I know you've been laying tuxedo. Strolling with indifferent partners beneath the chandeliers, looking for someone to flee to. But I would be your gentleman if you'd only let this ragged heart feed you. And there would be laughter, there would be shame, there would be laughter in a gentle manner again. Come riding, 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 come running for your life. Come sing this song of my brothers, come sing this even night. There's no home in this world anymore for a saint, with a salesman to franchise this banjo. To heal the faithful, to hear all their complaints, in the cities of Los Angeles. To stand in the garden and ask for nothing, but there's nothing they'd ever call more dangerous. There will be roasting gowns, there will be saints, there will be magic clowns, dressed for the masquerade. Come riding, 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 come running for your life. Come sing this song of my brothers. Come sing this healing night. Come riding, riding, riding. Come running for your life. Come sing this song of my brothers. Come sing this healing night.
Classic Rock, K-Rock.
Love is but a song we sing, if we will die. You can make the mountains ring.
Show them the way that
92.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station. In case you haven't guessed, this is the beginning of Brotherhood / Sisterhood Week. The name was officially changed a few years ago. It used to be Brotherhood Week in the old days, but it is now Brotherhood Sisterhood Week, which shows some enlightenment on the part of the organizers of this particular event. We heard James Taylor with Shower the People, Young Bloods before that with, I guess, the song that defines the spirit of the week, Get Together. Rod McDonald's song of my brothers, The Hollies, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. Carole King with Brother Brother from the Music album. And a young man named Hugh Blumenfeld starting us off this morning with a really emotional recording called Brother. I was mentioning to Don McGee earlier that it captures the same kind of raw feeling that My Old Man by Steve Goodman does. Pretty incredible stuff. And we started with it this morning for a couple of reasons. Not only Brotherhood Sisterhood Week, but also Hugh Blumenfeld will be our guest in the second hour of the show today, along with Eileen Weiss and Richard Meyer from the Fast Folk Musical Magazine. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary this week with three nights of shows at the Bottom Line on February 20th, 21st, and 22nd. And we'll hear what that's all about in the second hour of the program this morning. Another big event happening, too, the 6th annual David Bromberg Big Band Homecoming Reunion Show at the Music Hall in Tarrytown. Happens on Friday, February 21st and Saturday, February 22nd. Shows start at 8 p.m. Good seats still remain for this Friday's 6th annual David Bromberg Big Band Homecoming Reunion Show. Longest title for a concert I ever heard. Opening the show on Friday, February 21st will be Black 47. And it will be hosted by our own Vin Scalzo. And then coming on Sunday, March 15th, wait a minute, yeah, that's next month, it's about a month away, Richard Thompson with special guest Willie Nile. For tickets and other information to these shows and the 6th annual David Bromberg Big Band Homecoming Reunion Show, say that fast three times, at the Music Hall in Tarrytown, New York, call 914-332-8497. That's 914-332-8497. Or call your nearest Ticketmaster. Remember, here it is again. Ready? On the count of three. One, two, three. The 6th annual David Bromberg Big Band Homecoming Reunion Show. This Friday and Saturday, 8 p.m. at the Music Hall in Tarrytown, New York.
Hey, Bob, is this painting a Monet or a Manet?
I'm so hungry I can't tell Monet from Murray.
You mean Manet?
No, Murray, the security guard over there by the door.
I hear you. I say we lay our hands on a real masterpiece.
But what about Murray?
Not the paintings, McDonald's large fries. Because when you buy large fries at Mickey D's, you can get a Big Mac sandwich for only 99 cents.
Now, that's what I call a masterpiece.
McDonald's fries, known the world over for their exquisite color, superior composition, and original flavor. And now through February 23rd, when you buy McDonald's large fries, a delicious Big Mac is just 99 cents. Now that's a deal that's a real work of art. Two all-beef patties, special sauce, the whole meaty, mighty Big Mac, only 99 cents with the purchase of large fries. Get the picture? But it's only for a limited time at participating McDonald's. Plus tax, prices may vary.
Talk about being in good taste. Buy large fries and a Big Mac is just 99 cents.
Wave it to McDonald's to create a masterpiece even you can sink your teeth into.
It's a work of art.
As far as sales pitches go, you've probably heard them all. First, you get the owner's personal guarantee. Then there's inventory clearance sales to make room for the new models. Or what about final days where you can get up to 95% off of list price? Please, don't insult our intelligence. The only thing you have to cut through is all the... Dial-A-Mattress is still the easiest way to buy a new Sealy Posturepedic, Serta-Perfect Sleeper, and Simmons Beautyrest mattress. With guaranteed 2-hour delivery and payment only upon approval. There's no phony sales, no phony markdowns, just everyday low warehouse prices on America's finest premium mattresses. In fact, almost half of our new customers are recommended by our old customers. So call and find out how easy it is. Dial toll-free 1-800-MATTRES. That's 1-800-MATTRESS. And remember, leave off the last S. That's the S for savings.
Do you notice that's 6 months loan payments up to 6 months? No money down with proof credit, tax, tag, and title. Do it. Delivery 0% financing. Select new models. Only 50% off based on 91 Ford Festiva, 1388 57, 4,000 cash back, and 92 Dodge Monaco, 016786. Trade to be carried over on new vehicle purchase.
The president's a cutting deal. They dare you to compare the offers at Autoland. Absolutely no cash down. Monday, President's Day only. Buy new cars and trucks. No cash down. No payment for up to 6 full months. Zero percent secondary financing. Prices up to 50% off. Or cash back up to $4,000. New Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, even new Toyota at one half the retail price. No cash down. 0% factory financing. Cash back up to $4,000. You can play through May and make no payments till the summer, even if you're a first-time buyer. Plus, if we make a deal, we'll pay off your trade, no matter how much you owe. The president's a cutting deal. Monday only till 10 p.m. Autoland, Route 22 East, Springfield, New Jersey. Call 1-800-AUTOLAND for instant credit approval.
Hello?
Hey, this
Doolab
phone really works.
What? Who is this?
This is your engine. I'm calling you from the garage.
Can't this wait? It's 3 in the morning.
No, it can't wait. I've been doing a lot of thinking out here.
Oh, about what?
That gasoline you give me, you say you're not getting quick starts, smooth line with great acceleration, right?
Right.
Well, how am I supposed to give that to you if you don't give me the good stuff?
Listen to your engine. Crystal Clear Amoco Ultimate is refined an extra step for quality. And quality means performance.
So here's the deal. You give me quality, I give you performance.
Okay, you got it. Amoco Ultimate. Now, good night.
Amoco Ultimate. Your car knows.
Hello?
Joe's Pizza. I'll take the pepperoni with extra sauce.
Huh?
Oops. Sorry. Call over.
92.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station. Pete Fornital back with you this Sunday morning. It's a Dire Straits Listener Appreciation Weekend, and we have tickets for the Meadowlands on February 23rd and the Nassau Coliseum on February 28th. Tickets are available for both shows at the respective box offices, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster Charge, and Crossroads Tickets, Route 4 East in Paramus. But if you'd like to win a pair of tickets plus a CD copy of their latest album, On Every Street, I'll take a random caller who can name any 3 songs I've played since we went on at 8 o'clock this morning. How about that? And listen next hour and throughout the weekend for another chance to win. All winners are eligible for the grand prize, a Philips LHH-1000 compact disc system valued at $4,000 to be awarded on the Dave Herman Rock and Roll Afternoon Show tomorrow on the classic rock station 92.3 K-Rock.
Till I can't go on. I can see your way. But a risk to knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Because what you say, you can get it wrong until you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again. Life is my
Thank you very much. Cheers. Okay, so this next song was the record I had was by Ramblin' Jack Elliott, son of T.S. Is that it?
K-Rock, the classic rock station. That is Paul McCartney from the Unplugged album. I have to confess to you that I've been immersed in Beatle mythology for the last week now. You may remember that we featured them last week because it was the 28th anniversary of their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. you know, not a milestone anniversary, but the fact that it was on a Sunday, I think, is what triggered that, the actual night that the Sullivan Show used to run. And I make no apologies for it. I think, you know, that week of our lives was very important and transitional. And it has been made possible this year more than any other to recreate those events because of a videotape that was released last fall, or just in time for the holidays, as they say, called The Beatles' First U.S. Visit. All of that great documentary footage that was done by the Maisley's brothers at that time, combined with the actual footage from the Sullivan shows. You may remember that the Beatles appeared for three consecutive Sundays, the first one from the Ed Sullivan Theater here in New York on February 9th, the second Sunday from a hotel in Miami, Florida, and the third week, which would have been next Sunday, the 23rd, on videotape. And in between there, there's everything. There's Murray the K, there's their visit to the Peppermint Lounge, there's the train ride down to Washington, D.C., for their concert there on Lincoln's birthday that year. Remarkable, remarkable stuff, and very nice to have in video form. Now, I didn't explain what we're going to be doing this morning. This week is also the Grammy Awards on the 25th. So next Sunday, John Platt will be sitting in and we'll be doing our annual alternative Grammy show. But this year, we somehow or another didn't get around to doing this in December or January. I took a look back at some of the mainstream albums from 1991 and managed for the first time in a number of years to come up with about 10 of them that I really enjoy, that I really have made a part of my record collection at home. You can't call it a record collection anymore, CD collection at home. And right up there at the top of the list would be that Unplugged album by Paul McCartney. You know the deal. He did it for an MTV special. In fact, it was videotaped on Friday, January 25th, 1991, at Limehouse Studios in Wembley, London. And it just showed a side of Paul, musically certainly, but also a side of his personality that we just, you know, hadn't seen in that fashion in years and years and years. And it was quite fun, and it remains one of my favorite releases from 1991. We'll get to a host of others before this morning is through. We also heard Dire Straits. That was another favorite album of mine from 91, the On Every Street. We heard Calling Elvis, and we have our first winner of tickets to see Dire Straits. He is Alan Gingold. Him, and you keep listening because we'll be doing this twice more before this morning is over on the Classic Rock Station 92.3 K-Rock.
Hi, Tom Baudet from Motel 6 with a scenario for the business traveler. Well, let's say your company sends you out to do some work in the field. You don't want the guys on the job site to find out you're staying in some fancy joint and think you're soft. But as soon as they get wind of it, they'll start razzing you about using that avocado body balm or washing with French milled soap, and before you know it, you're not one of the guys anymore. Well, who needs that? Well, I got a way to prevent the whole sorry thing from happening. Come stay with us at Motel 6. We'll give you a clean, comfortable, non-fancy room where you'll get free local phone calls and long-distance ones without a motel service charge, and all for the lowest prices of any national chain. That'll make you look good back at the home office, and you won't have to worry about any of those cream puff jokes out on the job site. Well, I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
All right, whose job will it be to tell everyone about the winter sale at Nobody Beats the Wiz?
Well, let's see. It'll take a person of responsibility, character, and charm with a voice that conveys believability and warmth.
You're right. I better do it.
Wait a minute. I said warmth.
Ah, that's what the winter sale is all about. Staying home in the cold of winter and having a great time doing it.
That could mean making a family album on our new camcorder.
Discovering music again by finally buying that compact disc player or stereo system.
Setting up a video movie library with all my favorite classics.
Now's the right time. Low prices and special savings during February's winter sale at Nobody Beats the Wiz.
All these ideas really make surviving winter a lot more fun.
How are we going to get involved?
A new TV for the Olympics and the NCAA tournament next month.
Yeah, but whose job will it be to buy it?
Someone who knows value, is level-headed, quality-conscious, and a good all-around citizen.
You're right. I better do it. Nobody Beats the Wiz.
Zero profit based on select vehicles. Dealer cost equals factory invoice less MFG rebates, holdbacks, and any other cash incentives that may reduce actual cost.
Is New York going crazy? Is New York going insane? Absolutely
not.
They're all going to Westbury Toyota
and Westbury Nissan
for the biggest presidential birthday party in tri-state history. And you're invited. Buy new Toyota, new Nissan. Zero cash down. Zero payments for 90 days. Zero profit. You heard right. You pay what we pay. New Toyotas, new Nissans. Zero cash down. Zero payments for 90 days. Zero profit. It's a presidential birthday party. Now through Monday only at Westbury Toyota and Westbury Nissan. Old Country Road, west of Wausau Parkway, Westbury. You'd have to be insane to buy anywhere else.
Call 516-333-3100 for details.
At Rubbermaid, we know everyone needs their space.
Mom, I've been thinking, I need my space. So if it can't be more cooperative, I may have to move out.
So we designed the Rubbermaid Keeper line.
Why are you packing my clothes?
A colorful collection of storage boxes and household organizers.
You're packing my bunny slippers?
And Rubbermaid Keepers come in a variety of shapes and sizes to help you put almost anything.
Not my music.
In its place.
Mom, I've been thinking I don't need that much space. Thanks, Mom.
Don't you wish everything was made?
Mom, I've been thinking.
Like Rubbermaid?
92.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station. Pete Fornital back with you on the Sunday show. I mentioned that in our second hour, Richard Meyer from Fast Folk Musical Magazine will be here to talk about their 10th anniversary and the three nights of concerts at the Bottom Line to celebrate it February 20th through the 22nd. At least two dozen performers will be appearing over the three nights. You'll hear who they are in that interview. But I know a couple of them, and I thought we'd start with their music right now. A couple of them who will be there include Christine Lavin and Cliff Eberhardt on the Sunday show at 92.3 K-Rock.
I will be thankful for the gifts that were given. I want to turn my back on the past. Should not resent me for moving forward. I cannot rectify all the things that went bad for you. I cannot move where these four walls around me. Even though it may be right for you, I cannot see through another man's eyes. I will not walk in my father's shoes. They came with a reason that I've long been forgotten. An escape from a life was not their own. But they passed down possessions to the generations. And here you will live in your father's home. Forget the brain will destroy the circle. There are no heroes who gamble and lose. I do not resemble the face in the picture. I will not walk in my father's shoes. I will not walk in my father's shoes.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a little sing-along, but just for you guys out there, all right? It's called Sensitive New Age Guys, and wherever you are right now, riding in your car or lying on the beach with your Walkman on, please, sing along on this song. It'll help you with your male bonding kind of thing. And to help you, I've rounded up every sensitive guy I could find in New York City tonight. So you just sing along with them, please, don't be shy. Who likes to talk about their feelings? Who's into crystals, into healing? Who likes to dress like Richard Simmons? Who are hard to tell from women? Who likes to cry at women? cars is that child on board, stickers on their cars. Whose last names are hyphenated? Who loves three men and a baby? A movie I hated. Whose consciousness is constantly raising? Yet his tax-free income is amazing. Who's concerned about your orgasm? Hey, wait a minute. You guys said you'd help me out on this song.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, we're sensitive, Christian.
We're not that sensitive.
Well, I guess it's more important that they have a
sensitive new age guy.
Who carries that baby on his back? Who thinks Shirley MacLaine is on the inside track? Who always sings on sing-alongs, even when they can't stand stupid sing-along songs? Well, yes, I could tell a lot of you guys that they really hated this song. Not all of you sang, but a lot of you did, because it was a sing-along. You didn't want to hurt my feelings. You know what that's like. You've had your feelings hurt so many times, but you're so sensitive. You're sensitive.
Thanks for sharing, dude.
92.3 WXRK, New York's classic rock and roll radio, K-Rock. That is Christine Lavin and Sensitive New Age Guys. Cliff Eberhardt before that, and My Father's Shoes. Both of them will be participating in the three nights of celebration of the Fast Folk Musical Magazine's 10th anniversary at the Bottom Line, February 20th through the 22nd. We'll be hearing more about that in this next hour on the Sunday show. This is Pete Fornitale. One of the great things about being on the radio, there are many great things, by the way, about being on the radio. You should all get your own show at one point in your life. It's a privilege that I've had for a really long time now. But one of the great things about it is the occasional ability to acknowledge a personal milestone. And that's exactly what I'm going to do right now. It was 25 years ago this week that I met a young broadcaster. I did not know it at the time, but one who was to have a profound influence on my life. And the strange thing about this is that many of you know him too. His name is Dennis Elsis. And even though we work on different sides of the street, so they say, different ends of the dial, I did not want the occasion to pass without acknowledgement on the Sunday show at 92.3 K-Rock.
We drink the bar, boys.
day and it's raining. And for little boys, that's kind of bad. But he turns on his radio, and soon you see him smile. Cause he knows it's smiling aid, and Superman are coming on in a little while. Oh, radio, you got me through again. Oh, radio, you're much more than a friend. And I know that you can't hear me, but sometimes I think you can. Oh, radio, you got me through again. But then my radio comes crackling in from somewhere down in southern Tennessee. And the all-night jock just played a great new sound, and he said that it was for me. Oh, radio, you got me through again. Oh, radio, you're much more than a friend. And I know that you can't hear me, but sometimes I think you can. Oh, radio, you got me through again. Oh, radio.
New kind of low-key FM radio sound that we've all become so used to. Kind of subdued, relaxed, late-night radio. It goes something like this. Well, it's 4 a.m. in New York City. And the temperature's 31 degrees. Humidity 82%. We'll be bringing you the best in musical sounds these next 38 hours. See, got a letter here from a lady in Yonkers, New York, wants to hear more Arnold sing. I like hearing from you. Answer the trivia question, Ezra Charles. I'll send that right along to you. See, it's 401 in New York City. And, temperature a little jump there, 106 degrees. Humidity is zero. Ooh, that hair in your nose kind of dries up, doesn't it, Al? Al Dugan, my engineer. Right on, man. That coffee was good. See, we have a lovely child's crib here, guaranteed for 5 years, made of durable lead paint.
On our way home.
3K Rock, the classic rock station. Like I said, it's so nice to have radio as your own personal Western Union service. We began with the Beach Boys and Friends. Tommy West of Cashman and West did old radio. Robert Klein, who was 50 years old last weekend from his first album, Child of the 50s. We heard the routine about the FM disc jockey. The Beatles, two of us from Let It Be, and winding up with the Buffalo Springfield on the way home. If the last 25 years are any indication, the next 25 should be a real breeze. That Buffalo Springfield song was written by Neil Young. Richie Furay did lead vocal, and it reminded me to mention the Neil Young show at the Beacon Theater. Now, I saw opening night on February 13th, Thursday, and have described it as a strange show because Neil only did four familiar songs, Heart of Gold, Sugar Mountain, After the Gold Rush, and Long May You Run. The rest were new things from the forthcoming album, which is to be called Harvest Moon. And in that sense, you might think of it as a sequel to the Harvest album from the 70s. Don't get me wrong, a lot of great stuff. I mean, in terms of going to a concert and hearing mostly new material, it was terrific. But Neil played for like 70 minutes, then left the stage, came back for a perfunctory encore, then left the stage again, and the house lights came up, and the crowd wouldn't leave. I think they were really surprised. I think they were there for a longer evening, and it just didn't happen. However, because nobody left, Neil came back out, took another bow. He had his coat on, even. You know, it was like he was going to catch a train or something, but he did come back out and do one final selection and then left for the night. I don't know how the Friday and Saturday night shows went, if they followed that same pattern. I'd love to know if any of you were there. You can give us a call at 955-9292 and tell me about it. But the ultimate feeling that one was left with was one of strangeness and anticipation for the new album, Harvest Moon, which I guess will be coming out in the near future. Boy, we're off in about 30 different directions today. We've got the Fast Folk People coming up next. And I do want to remind you that it's a Dire Straits Listener Appreciation Weekend, and we have tickets for the Meadowlands on February 23rd and Nassau Coliseum on February 28th. Tickets are available for both shows at the respective box offices, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster Charge, and Crossroads Tickets, Route 4 East in Paramus. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets plus a CD copy of their latest album, On Every Street, I'll take a random caller right now who can name any three songs I've played in the last hour. That shouldn't be too tough. And listen next hour and throughout the weekend for another chance to win. All winners are eligible for the grand prize, a Philips LHH-1000 compact disc system valued at $4,000 to be awarded on the Dave Herman Show tomorrow afternoon on the classic rock station 92.3 K-Rock.
Wake up and- Hey, kids, tonight, Glenn Burtnick and some of his fellow slaves of New Brunswick will take the turnpike north to the city and pay a visit to Idiot's Delight for a live in-studio performance with me, Vince Gelta. That's tonight at 8 on the home of New York's classic rock, 92.3 K-Rock.
Some bands have big stage effects. And some bands have big hair. But this band is simply great musicians, announcing the return of one of the finest instrumental bands in the world. Coming to the Ritz, Saturday night, February 22nd, the Dixie Dregs. It's the reunion tour of the Dixie Dregs, the award-winning band. The Dixie Dregs, Saturday night, February 22nd at the Ritz. The Dixie Dregs, Steve Moore, Steve Lavin, Rod Morgenstern, David LaRue, Alan Sloan. The original Dixie Dregs, jazz, rock, country. The Dregs play it all with fire you won't believe. Don't miss the Dixie Dregs, Saturday, February 22nd, 9 p.m. at the Ritz. Special guest Colonel Bruce Hampton and the Aquarium Rescue Unit. The Ritz is on 54th Street, west of Broadway. Tickets at the Ritz box office or any Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster phone charge or Crossroads tickets in Paramus. Saturday, February 22nd, the Dixie Dregs at the Ritz.
Make your move tonight, sir.
Want a car dealer who's ready to put his money where his mouth is? Now through Monday only, Maxon, your value-packed auto dealer, is ready to give you a 30% down payment toward your new car purchase. Yes, that's right. Maxon will make a 30% down payment on your next new car or truck. Just shop around for your best deal on any new 1992 Honda, Pontiac, Jeep Eagle, Buick, GMC truck, or Hyundai. If Maxon can't beat that deal, we'll write the check for the down payment. Only Maxon is making this unheard-of offer. But remember, the 30% down payment promotion is happening through President's Day only, so act now. Take it to the Max at Maxon, located on Route 22 in Union, New Jersey. For instant credit, call now, 1-800-YES-MAXON.
The human body is a delicate instrument, which means that if you've got a stuffy nose, a sore throat, or a hacking cough, you feel as awful as you sound. There's one place to go. The Halls of Medicine. Halls Vapor Action Formula makes your stuffy nose feel clearer, soothes your sore throat, and smooths out your hacking cough. Halls Mentholiptus Tablets. Real medicine to make you feel better and sound better fast. Use only as directed.
Stay out of the cold when shopping for a mattress this winter. Just call Dial-A-Mattress. They always offer up to 60% savings on all of their mattresses. So you can stay warm and just dial 1-800-MATTRESS. That's 1-800-MATTRESS. Don't forget to ask about their 90-day deferred payment plan. Order your mattress today and don't pay until May of 1992. At Dial-A-Mattress, the nationwide shop-at-home service. Dial toll-free 1-800-MATTRESS. You can order a mattress from anywhere in the country. They offer express two-hour delivery. You pick the day, you pick the time, 6 a.m. until midnight. You are the boss, and you'll talk not just to an order taker, but a trained bedding consultant who will help you make the right choice at the right price. That's Dial-A-Mattress, 1-800-MATTRESS. And don't forget to leave off that last S, because that's the S for savings. Pete Fornitale back with you on the Sunday Show. Congratulations to Carrie Wansenberg of Larchmont, New York. She is our Dire Straits winner this hour, and we'll be doing it again sometime in the next 60 minutes. I still want to talk to somebody who may have been at the Neil Young Show at the Beacon on either Friday or Saturday night. If you were, give us a call. But right now we're going to spend some time with the people from the Fast Folk Musical Magazine. And I'd like to start by playing something from the very first issue of Fast Folk 10 years ago on the classic rock station 92.3 K-Rock.
Now, so eating and
93.3 K-Rock, that is a rather historic recording at this point, in as much as it comes from the very first Fast Folk Musical Magazine, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary this week with a gala celebration down at the Bottom Line, which we'll be talking more about later on. Among my guests this morning are Richard Meyer, who is the current editor of the Fast Folk Musical Magazine and has been for about 5 years now, Richard?
Since 1986, that's right.
What is the significance of this 10th anniversary?
It shows that a group of basically anarchistic folk singers and songwriters can get together to a certain degree and cooperate on a recording project, a writing project, and build a community together and work to document what they do.
What are you proudest of in these first 10 years?
I'm proudest that we've survived, that we're still talking to each other, that people have gone on to write great songs, and that people have made inroads in the commercial market, that they've made artistic progress and success, that various people have won Grammys, have won the awards at the Kerrville Folk Festival, have appeared at the Newport Folk Festival, that this particular group of songwriters, whether you use the word folk or pop or whatever this particular kind of music is, that so many of the people who have been influential were drawn to this group, contributed to it, and then went off on their own or still work with it.
You have proven your worth and value many times over in these past 10 years. Let me reiterate that first song we heard was by David Massengill, Fairfax County, from the very first issue. One of the questions I had for you, Richard, is what access does the public have, listeners, fans, to the catalog material of Fast Folk? Where is it available? Somebody who discovers you this week, for example, if they want to go back and share some of that rich history, how do they go about doing it?
They have to write to us. Fast Folk is issued by subscription, like a magazine. We call it a musical magazine because each issue comes with a record now on CD and a magazine portion that has the lyrics to the songs and bios and articles about whatever we feel is intriguing from month to month. So somebody would have to write to us. We still have close to 40 of the back issues in stock. And someone can subscribe to the ongoing project.
How can they do that? Let's get it out there right now.
They can write to the Fast Folk Musical Magazine. The address is P.O. Box 938, Village Station, New York, New York, 10014.
Of course, another way that they can support you is by coming to the series of shows this week at the Bottom Line. Tell us about the 10th anniversary celebration.
Well, we started this in 1984. Jack Hardy, who founded Fast Folk, and Christine Lavin had the idea that they should put on a one-night show showcasing people in the village who had been playing at Folk City and the Speakeasy and other clubs to get together and see what would happen at the Bottom Line. In fact, they sold out both nights, and it was recorded and put out as one of the Fast Folk records. And for a few years, we did one night. Last year, Alan Pepper and I decided to take a bigger risk and do two nights, and we sold out four shows at the Bottom Line. So this year, for the 10th anniversary, we thought, partly because we've been doing good business, but also because of the event, that we should try to get a lot of people back together, do an extensive show, and do three nights.
Three nights this week. The dates are
the 20th, the 21st, and 22nd of February. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And it's going to be something of a revolving lineup, although some performers will be constant throughout the three shows, correct?
That's right. I haven't counted them up, but there are about 8 or 9 people who are playing all three nights, and then a number of people who are featured on single nights or two nights. And of those people, they're joining in and singing back up and playing on other people's songs. So the whole festival approach that we're taking is going to be a lot bigger than the list of names.
Why don't you mention some of the people who will participate?
Our two guests here today, Eileen Weiss and Hugh Blumenfeld, Jack Hardy, David Massengill, John Gorka, Cliff Everhart, Richard Julian, Frank Tedesco, Lucy Kaplansky, who's coming out of retirement temporarily, David Cantor, Jim Allen, who are two new guys who are very distinctive, Dave Van Ronk, who was on the very first Fast Folk record, Pierce Pettis is coming up from Alabama, Richard Schindel, Rachel Polisher, the Tom Russell Band, the Five Chinese Brothers, Jermana Pucci, Eddie Lawrence, Steve Keys coming up from Washington, Michael Gerling is coming down from Saratoga, Josh Jopp and Rob McDonald, who just got back from Italy, Judy Zweiman, Brian Rose, Eric Wood, Gabrielle Yacoub is coming in from Paris, as is Nikki Matheson. Christine Lavin and Julie Gold are going to be co-hosts with me.
Terrific.
And more, the Roaches, too.
Three exciting nights coming up this week at the Bottom Line on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Now, we've been doing these the last couple of years, Richard, and I always ask you to bring along a couple of the participants. Perhaps you'd like to introduce our first guest today.
Miss Eileen Weiss, who hails from Philadelphia. A really great songwriter, just put out her first album on Gadfly Records.
Eileen, tell me about your connection to Fast Folk. How did you find out about it? What drew you to it, and what was your experience like?
Okay. I had moved to New York from spending about a year and a half in Chicago. And I was here, I guess, for the year of 1981 was my first year in New York. And I've been playing. I was performing at Folk City fairly regularly, and I guess towards the end of that year, this kind of movement, like kind of like a twister or something, started trying to line up another space to play. There's this place called Speakeasy on McDougal Street.
Right.
Initially, there was a core group of people, among whom I remember. Obviously, Jack, as you mentioned, was
Jack Hardy,
and just a bunch of people, some of whom are still visibly with us, others who are still with us, not so visibly, and I hope they're all with us somewhere.
What did you find there? What did the experience
mean
to you?
For me, it was like, okay, I'm a songwriter, I'm a performer. Here's songwriters, here's performers. This is what I do. So I want to try and be a part of it. And I remember these meetings at Brian Rose's little apartment, trying to think up a name for this thing. And it was announced that they were going to put out a record, and certain people were chosen, and, you know, others were reassured that they would be on the next one or whatever it was, for all those kind of, you know, political salve things, which, you know, I'm not immune to, you know.
Sure.
And it was like, okay, well, I get to just. I think really for me, it was motivated by I have songs and they'll maybe get out there.
Is that in fact how your songs got to be recorded by other people from their exposure on the
I don't think so, actually. The people who have recorded my songs I've met through, well, that's not totally the case. I think in some cases people may have heard it, but initially it was through similar but different networks, through performance, through people I knew who were also performers who heard my songs, who had access to them otherwise. But I know that other people have heard the songs. I'll hear, you know, someone in Boston will say, oh, I heard blah, blah, blah on the radio.
Well, I told you before we started that I was familiar with a song of yours through a version by Anne Hill,
mm-hmm,
called Woman of a Calm Heart. Would you do that one for us this morning?
Yes, I will. Anne, actually. I mean, she knew that from Chicago. That's how I know Anne.
Be a woman of
fear in her desire. You can venture near a raging fire, taking the burns of another fire in stride. Oh, to know how closely she can venture before the wrong words can escape, before the truth can hide. Talking off the top of your head again, well, just see how far you get again. When the last thing that you want tonight is to lie alone in your bed again. Oh, to be a woman of resilience, who can take the punches and the swings and still have arms for warmer things, able to put a quick retort aside. Oh, to move as easily as she through life, who was joyful in her triumph and patient when denied. Justify the rules of the race again. You think you've got an open shut case again, but the first thing that you're gonna find is your dreams blowing up in your face again. Oh, to be a woman of forgiveness, where the times that count are the times that be, and she faces each one separately. Holding a grudge is the last thing on her mind. Oh, to feel as free as she of burden, who has sorted out what's worthy kept and can leave the rest behind. Doing good, whatever you say it is, you want to show and tell them the way it is. But what good is that if your feelings are gonna change along with what day it is. Be a woman of a calm heart.
At 92.3 KROQ, that's Eileen Weiss and Woman of a Calm Heart. This is Pete Fornatale. I'll have more with the Fast Folk after these messages.
When I heard about Lilco's new refrigerator rebate program, it made me wonder just how much it costs to run my refrigerator. So I called the people at Lilco. Well, they said the old refrigerator I just replaced used a lot of electricity, about 75 cents worth each day. It turns out my refrigerator uses more electricity than any other appliance in my home. My new energy-efficient refrigerator costs about half as much to operate. Plus, because my new unit conserves electricity, Lilco gave me a cash rebate of $120. It's a good deal. I'm saving money, and because I'm conserving energy, I'm helping preserve the environment.
If you'd like more information about cash rebates for energy-efficient refrigerators or any of Lilco's other energy conservation programs, call us at 800-692-2626. That's 800-692-2626. The people at Lilco, working harder to serve you better.
Do you notice that 6 month phone payments up to 6 months? No money down with approved credit, tax, tag, and title. Dealer delivery 0% financing. Select new models only 50% off based on 91 Ford Festiva 1388 57, 4,000 cash back, and 92 Dodge Monaco 016786. Trade to be carried over on new vehicle purchase.
The president, a cutting deal. Hey, dare you to compare the offers at Autoland? Absolutely no cash down. Monday, President's Day only. Buy new cars and trucks. No cash down. No payments for up to 6 full months. Zero percent factory financing. Prices up to 50% off. Or cash back up to $4,000. New Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, even new Toyota. At one half the retail price. New cash down. 0% factory financing. Cash back up to $4,000. You can play through May. And make new payments till the summer. Even if you're a first-time buyer. Plus, if we make a deal, we'll pay off your trade. No matter how much you owe. The president's a cutting deal. Monday only till 10 p.m. Autoland, Route 22 East, Springfield, New Jersey. Call 1-800-AUTOLAND for instant credit approval.
Hi, I'm Dick Clark. I'm real happy to be part of the 100th birthday celebration for Nabisco Shredded Wheat. To make it special, Shredded Wheat is giving presents instead of getting them. They're putting $1 million worth of $100 mail-in certificates inside their boxes. This could be your day to win a $100 present.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for sweepstakes rules, see marked boxes of Nabisco Shredded Wheat. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 or over. Certificate must be redeemed by December 31st, 1992.
Hey, don't miss out.
The 1992 Grammy Awards are back in New York, and 92.3 K-Rock, Budweiser, and the host committee for the Grammy Awards are celebrating. Announcing the 1992 Classic Grammy Party at Planet Hollywood on Grammy Night, Tuesday, February 25th. Starting Monday, listen to the Howard Stern Show each morning as we tell you the Classic Grammy Artists of the Day. Five times each day, we'll play songs from the Classic Grammy Artists, and the first five callers to identify our artists will win tickets to the Grammy Party. You can look in each day's New York Post or stop by our studios to get exact contest hours. And there's more. At the party, one of our ticket winners will win a brand new 1992 Pontiac Grand Am. And we'll also have a Club Med trip to Huatulco, Mexico. Certain restrictions apply. You can also win a Sony CD player and more. Dave Herman will host the party, which will include food, music, and watching the Grammy show on Planet Hollywood's giant screen. You'll meet the K-Rock air staff and lots of celebrity guests. It's a classic night on the town at Planet Hollywood on 57th Street. And it's from the host committee for the Grammy Awards, Budweiser, Nothing Beats a Bud, and the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
This is Pete Fornitz, now back with you on the Sunday show with my guest this morning, Richard Meyer, who is the current editor of the Fast Folk Musical Magazine. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary this week with three shows down at the Bottom Line on February 20th, 21st, and 22nd. That's two shows a night, Richard?
That's right. 7:30 and 10:30.
How are ticket sales going, and how can people find out more?
They can call the Bottom Line at...
I know it by heart.
228-6300.
228-6300. Ah, darn it.
Yes.
But anyway, that's two shows a night, three nights this week, Fast Folk Musical Magazine, down at the Bottom Line. And another one of the people who will be performing with you is with us this morning. Would you do the honors?
Hugh Blumenfeld. I guess I met Hugh at the speakeasy hanging around, but the first impression that I have of this fine young man was that we both recorded for Fast Folk. Then it was called The Coop, before it was actually incorporated as a not-for-profit and got into officialdom. It was then just a division of the speakeasy, with a committee at the speakeasy.
Right.
So we went to record for this thing, The Coop. Jack Hardy dragged us out there. And that's when I remember hearing him first. And we've gone on to record on a bunch of different records, and Hugh was associate editor for a few years.
Still am.
Still.
How long have you been at this, Hugh?
At this?
Performing.
I really think I got serious when I came to New York. Out there where Richard is talking about was Mark Dan's attic out in Brooklyn.
Now, you're from New Jersey, correct?
I grew up a lot in New Jersey. Yeah, I was born actually in Queens.
Uh-huh.
And grew up most of my childhood in New Jersey.
And what was the magnet that brought you to The Coop, to Fast Folk?
That's a good question. It was, I had come to New York to do graduate work. I had just finished a degree in Chicago, actually, probably while Eileen was there, in creative writing and literature, and I started a PhD program at NYU, and I was in the process of being very discouraged by most of the poetry I had heard, and most of the poetry I was writing myself, and I had thought that by using song as a medium, I could make the poetry speak more, you know, in a real voice, in something that was more dynamic than the things I was seeing on the page that, when I'd go to poetry readings, just, you know, elicited these, you know, very slight clapping noises from the audience.
Isn't it finger snaps?
No, that's cool. Finger snapping is cool. That's cool. But it was a little polite hand clapping and sherry afterwards, and mm-hmm. I was looking for something with a little more guts to it. And the speakeasy had these open mics.
Right.
The speakeasy and Folk City at the time, but speakeasy, there was something going on there that was very unique, and you could sense it right away, that there was actually community at the speakeasy. And that's where I met all kinds of people. Janet Stecker, Christine Lavin was one of the first people I met, and Jack Hardy.
What has your involvement meant to your career, to your life?
It's been a really major thing for me. It has connected me with a group of people who I think of as artists and poets, whose work moves me more often than not, which was more than I could say for a long time about the poets that I was trying to read and understand and be with. I thought their work was first rate, and I enjoyed working with them. I enjoyed being in a place where I could hear a lot of new music as it was coming up. We had the songwriters' meetings. The Songwriters Exchange usually met at the Cornelia Street Cafe every Monday night. It moved to Jack Hardy's house. You'd hear things hours after they'd been written.
That must be exciting.
It was very exciting.
That close to the process of it all. And just to reassure you that your own work is moving as well, it was because of your song Brothers that I first found out about you a couple of years ago and once described that as one of the most affecting songs I've ever heard. We played it earlier in the program today. We'd love to have you do something else live for us.
Okay. This is a song for hard times.
Brainstorms. Brainstorms to the river and to weigh your pockets down. Brainstorms to the river, skip them on the water. Circles of light and ripples on the other shore. Brainstorms. Find yourself alone. Bring stones to the river, dip them in the water, say a little prayer and praise each holy soul. Bring stones. Stones, 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 you must bring stones. Mm-hmm.
At 92.3 K-Rock, that's Hugh Blumenfeld and Stones. Hugh, along with Eileen Weiss, are two of about two dozen performers who will be celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Fast Folk Musical Magazine down at the Bottom Line on February 20th, 21st, and 22nd this week. We're also talking to Richard Meyer, the current editor of the magazine. 65 of them on vinyl.
That's right.
And the last four, you've made that leap, that CD leap.
That's right. We sent a questionnaire out to our subscribers a couple years ago now, and everybody who responded said they wanted to send LPs. And then, as I saw all the other record companies switching over, we sent out another questionnaire, and things turned around completely. We only got one person who wanted vinyl.
Amazing how quick.
But the great thing about CD, as I'm sure everyone knows by now, is that it has almost twice the time capacity. So where we might put 12 cuts on a record before, this one that we just put out last week from the Postscript Coffee House at Columbia has 19 songs on it.
Mm.
And last year's live show came in at 77 minutes, 14 seconds, which is just under the limit of CD's capacity.
You made it. You made it. I had it in mind, Richard, to ask you about Fast Folk's greatest hits. And I guess one way to measure that would be five of the artists that have passed through Fast Folk that have gone on to win Grammys.
It's certainly a mark in the commercial world of a certain stature and acceptance by the business, by a large audience. It's Julie Gold, who won From a Distance,
right,
for From a Distance last year. Suzanne Vega won a Grammy. Lyle Lovett, Tracy Chapman, who we recorded in 1986. Sean Colvin won the Best Folk Album last year.
And all of the material that they've done for you should be available somewhere in that catalog of music that you've been putting together for the last 10 years.
That's right.
That's terrific. Why don't we close out with something that people could only get from Fast Folk, from an artist that they're familiar with. You got one that qualifies?
Sure. We have one of Suzanne Vega's cuts. This is a song called The Marching Dream, and it's on our 6th anniversary issue.
And information about the magazine and your efforts will be available at the Bottom Line shows?
That's right.
That's terrific. February 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Yeah, I hope people come down. The shows have sold out, so they should call for tickets. Come down for them now.
Terrific.
We make folk music sound like this serious, very solemn thing, but the shows are a gas. The finales are wild. There's a lot of funny songs. It runs the gamut.
Happy anniversary.
Thanks.
Thanks for being with us on the Sunday show at 92.3 K-Rock.
Music marathons mean the most music on 92.3 K-Rock, WXRK New York, Howard Stern all morning, classic rock and roll all day.
dove is lost in the bed. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep to your legs. Those people say a lie, it's just a lie. But I say, why deny the obvious child? Why deny the obvious child? And you remember we were rude signs. I remember we were girl when I was young. And we said these songs are true, these days are ours, these tears are breathing now. Across is in the ballpark, across is in the ballpark. We had a lot of fun, we had a lot of money. We had a lot of fun, thought we got it sunny. Sunny this night, it moves away. Sunny as a beer, it moves the way.
Come with me. Oh, I want to There was a silk cannonball. Their motto is don't tread on me. Come here, Uncle Johnson, and stay into the side. Come on, come on, go along. He's come to take his children home.
Oh, 92.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station. Pete Fornital on the Sunday show. As I mentioned, next week we'll be doing our alternative Grammys show. John Platt will be sitting in, and we'll do our annual alternative Grammys. But this week I wanted to review some of the mainstream albums that came out in 1991 that didn't wander too far away from my CD player at home, and that was certainly one of them, the Dedicated Anthology, where a wide range of artists covered material by the Grateful Dead, artists like Los Lobos and Bruce Hornsby, Elvis Costello, Suzanne Vega, Dwight Yoakam, Warren Zevon with David Lindley, and my favorite from the whole album, Indigo Girls, and their version of Uncle John's Band. Before that, we heard Paul Simon from the concert in Central Park, one of my happiest days last year, and it's nice to have it preserved, not only in video form, but also on that double CD. We heard Obvious Child and Boy in the Bubble. Due to a quirk in the real Grammys, that album is ineligible this year, but Rhythm of the Saints is, because the Grammy year runs from November to November as opposed to January to December. So I think it is up there for Album of the Year, and we'll see if history will repeat itself on Tuesday night. The Grammys are at Radio City Music Hall, and in fact we're doing a big K-Rock party the night of the Grammys. You'll hear more about that on the station. So just stay tuned to the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
George, did you chop this cherry tree?
It's no big deal.
It is now. Your Toyota dealer invites you to come in for President's Week and do a little chopping of your own. They'll be chopping prices and cutting deals all week on their biggest Toyota selection ever. Tercels, Corollas, and Celicas. Save on Toyota 4x2s and 4x4 trucks. America's most popular 4x4 compact. Cut yourself a deal with factory-to-dealer incentives and big savings on option packages. Cut a great deal on the all-new Camry. It's bigger, more powerful, with more built-in value than ever. And these Toyota deals let you carve out the financing and leasing options you want. Right now, you don't have to chop your budget to get the Toyota you want. See your local Toyota dealer and cut a great deal for President's Week.
I cannot tell a lie. I cut a great deal at my Toyota dealer.
Look for Dial-A-Mattress in USA Today's full-page ad for AT&T's 1-800 service numbers. And why not get your mate a mattress this Valentine's Day? A gift you'll both enjoy for years. And ask about Dial-A-Mattress's 90-day deferred payment plan. Order your mattress today and don't pay until May of 1992. Dial-A-Mattress is a nationwide service. All you have to do is pick up that phone and call 1-800-M-A-T-T-R-E-S. Dial toll-free 24 hours a day. It's a national shop-at-home service. You can order your mattress from anywhere in the country. You pick the day, you pick the time, 6 a.m. until midnight. You are the boss. And when you call that number, you'll reach a trained bedding consultant, not just an order taker, but someone who'll help you make the right choice at the right price. 1-800-MATTRESS. 1-800-M-A-T-T-R-E-S. And don't forget to leave off that last S, because that's the S for savings.
When I heard about Lilco's new refrigerator rebate program, it made me wonder just how much it cost to run my refrigerator. So I called the people at Lilco.
Well, they said the old refrigerator I just replaced used a lot of electricity, about 75 cents worth each day. It turns out my refrigerator uses more electricity than any other appliance in my home. My new energy-efficient refrigerator costs about half as much to operate. Plus, because my new unit conserves electricity, Lilco gave me a cash rebate of $120. It's a good deal. I'm saving money, and because I'm conserving energy, I'm helping preserve the environment.
If you'd like more information about cash rebates for energy-efficient refrigerators or any of Lilco's other energy conservation programs, call us at 800-692-2626. That's 800-692-2626. The people at Lilco, working harder to serve you better.
Who wants Trident?
I do.
Love the taste?
I do.
Cinnamon, fresh mint, four more flavors.
I do.
Sugar-free Trident. The one gum more dentists recommend actually tastes great, too. So who wants Trident?
I do.
Who's up?
I do. We do. Who?
I do.
I do.
Good for your teeth? Great taste, too. Who wants Trident?
I do.
The Bottom Line welcomes on February 19th, straight from outer space, an evening with Sun Ra and his intergalactic orchestra. February 20th through the 22nd, as you heard, the 10th anniversary of the Fast Folk Musical Magazine, featuring David Massengill, Christine Lavin, Jack Hardy, and a host of others over those three nights. February 23rd, the Bluebird Cafe series, writers in the round, including Mary Chapin Carpenter, Hal Ketchum, Gary Burr, Hugh Presswood, Karen Stanley, John Vestner, and special guest Kathy Mateo. February 25th, an evening with Steve Smith and Vital Information. February 26th, Peter Himmelman, also appearing Disappear Fear. February 27th, David Wilcox and Patty Larkin. February 28th, an evening with Buster Poindexter and his Banshees of Blue. On February 29th and March 1st, it's an evening with Malathini and the Mahotella Queens. March 3rd and 4th, Richard Thompson solo, also appearing Dave Alvin. And on March 5th, in their own words, a bunch of songwriters sitting around singing, another in that series hosted by Vince Scelsa, featuring Dave Alvin, Allison Moray, Barrett Strong, and Richard Thompson. For more information, you can call the Bottom Line at 212-228-6300. Pete Fornichal back with you on the Sunday show for this February 16th. Next Sunday, our Alternative Grammys show. John Platt will be sitting in. But today, we've been so busy these last few months, we never really did get to do a 1991 wrap-up. So we're just looking back and listening back to some of the releases from 1991 that never wandered too far from the old CD player at home. And that certainly qualifies for this next recording. Some people called it a comeback, but listeners to this show know that he's never been away. Roger McGuinn at 92.3 K-Rock.
hearts and never knew why they call them back to age. I was wondering since the age of two down on copper lines. Copper heads, copper feet, copper kettles sitting side by copper coil, copper Georgia feet down on copper lines. Half a mile down the Morgan Creek, leaning heavy on the end of the week. The kids in a hard road state down on copper lines. We were down on copper lines. One summer night on copper lines, slipping away past supper time. With smoke and moonshine, we're down on copper lines. Lay me down on copper lines. And recognize that there are ties between us, all men and women living on the earth. Ties of hope and love, sister and brotherhood, that we are bound together in our desire to see the world become a place in which our children can grow free and strong. We are bound together by the task that stands before us and the road that lies ahead. We are bound and we are bound. There is a feeling like the clenching of a fist. There is a hunger in the center of the chest. There is a passage through the darkness and the mist. And though the body sleeps, the heart will never rest.
K Rock, the classic rock station, one of my favorite albums from 1991, New Moonshine by James Taylor. We heard Shed a Little Light and that first single, Copper Line. One of my favorite visits to the show last year was by James Taylor. We're going to repeat that, by the way, on the Sunday closest to James' birthday in March. His birthday is March 12th, so whatever Sunday is closest to that. We'll rerun our visit with James Taylor from last fall upon the release of New Moonshine. And don't forget that it's a Dire Straits Listener Appreciation Weekend, and we have tickets for the Meadowlands on February 23rd and the Nassau Coliseum February 28th. Tickets are available for both shows at the respective box offices, Ticketmaster, Ticketmaster Charge, and Crossroads Tickets, Route 4 East in Paramus. If you'd like to win a pair of tickets, plus a CD copy of their latest album, On Every Street, I'll take a random caller right now at 955-9292 who can name any three songs I've played in the last hour. And listen next hour and throughout the weekend for another chance to win. All winners are eligible for the grand prize of Philips LHH 1000 Compact Disc System, valued at $4,000, to be awarded on the Dave Herman Rock and Roll Afternoon Show tomorrow on the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
Tremendous excitement here in Olympic Arena, Harry, for the big hockey game.
Excuse me, George, but the hockey players are coming off the ice.
What?
Yeah, they're climbing into the stands, gathering around a fan who's scratching a New Jersey lottery ticket.
Well, that's the darndest thing, a lottery ticket?
Yeah, George, it's Winning Spirit, the new Olympic scratch-off game from the New Jersey Lottery. For just a buck, he could win $25,000.
$25,000? Wow! Can you see what he's doing?
Well, it looks really fun. He scratches off the Olympic rings on the Winning Spirit game card, then he adds up the medals to see if he's won.
This crowd has really come alive.
He's going for the $25,000. Still scratching. And yes, he wins it all! The whole enchilada!
And the money!
Play Winning Spirit. It's the only Olympic game held in New Jersey this year. Win $25,000 in an instant. Winning Spirit. Scratch it. Catch it. Now it's your New Jersey lottery agent.
Fans are carrying him off on their shoulders. And Harry, wait, Harry, where are you going?
To New Jersey to play Winning Spirit.
Do you notice that size 6 month phone payments up to 6 months? No money now with proof credit, tax tag, entitled dealer delivery, 0% financing, selecting models only 50% off based on 91 Ford Festival, 138857, 4,000 cash back, and 92 Dodge Monaco, 016786, trade to be carried over on new vehicle purchase.
The president, a cutting deal. They dare you to compare the offers at Autoland. Absolutely no cash down. Monday, President's Day only. Five new cars and trucks. No cash down. No payments for up to 6 full months. 0% secondary financing. Prices up to 50% off. Cash back up to $4,000. New Ford, Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, even new Toyota at one half the retail price. New cash down. 0% factory financing. Cash back up to $4,000. You can play through May. And then new payments till the summer, even if you're a first-time buyer.
Plus, if we make a deal,
we'll pay off your trade no matter how much you owe. The president's a cutting deal. Monday, only till 10 p.m. Autoland. Route 22 East Springfield, New Jersey. Call 1-800-AUTOLAND for instant credit approval.
Willard Scott here for Riopan Plus 2. Folks work so hard today, it's no wonder so many are getting acid indigestion. Here's Lynn from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
You know, Willard, it's just one project after another. Oh, everything goes right to my stomach. I start getting this burning feeling like a pressure.
Sounds to me like you could use Riopan Plus 2. It starts to fight acid as soon as it hits your stomach. Use only as directed. So, Lynn, make your next project getting some Riopan Plus 2.
What do you think of new Cineverse gum?
I don't like anything new. Get that microphone out of my face.
Cineverse? Oh, absolutely. It's the best.
Head crunches. Those kids deny it, but I know the gum crunches.
Too much for my dad. Sometimes it's almost too much for me.
All I can tell you at this time is that we're keeping a very close eye on it.
Dad!
New Cineverse with flavor crystals. May not be suitable for adults.
Monday on NBC, she had a husband, he had a wife, and they had big plans for murder.
There's more than one way to end a marriage.
From Vincent Bugliosi's best-selling book of the true story, Treat Williams stars in Till Death Us Do Part.
How long does it take to get tired enough of your husband to want to kill him?
A fatal blonde, a lethal lover, a true story, Till Death Us Do Part. Monday at 9, 8 Central on NBC.
92.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station, congratulates Fred Olterzewski of Piscataway, New Jersey, who just won himself a pair of tickets to see Dire Straits. Also eligible for the grand prize, which will be awarded tomorrow afternoon on the Dave Herman Rock and Roll Afternoon Show. Pete Fornicell back with you on the Sunday show, reviewing some of the finest from 1991. This gentleman has been so prolific over the years, first made his mark in the 60s, probably achieved some kind of a commercial height in the 70s, but continues to release album after album of truly life-affirming music. And that was true of his 1991 release, a double CD set, no less, from Van Morrison. This is Hymns to the Silence. At 92.3 K-Rock.
Thank you.
92.3 K-Rock, the classic rock station, wrapping things up with one of the most affecting records from 1991 or any other year for that matter. Eric Clapton and Tears in Heaven about his late son, Connor. Before that, Van Morrison with the title track from Hymns in the Silence, Hymns to the Silence. That just about does it for this Sunday morning. My thanks to John Platt and Don McGee. This is Pete Fornatel. I'll be on vacation for the next couple of days. John Platt will be sitting in next week for our annual Alternative Grammys program on the Sunday show. You stay tuned for Jimmy Fink on the only station you'll need in 92, the classic rock station, 92.3 K-Rock.
Straits Listener Appreciation Weekend on WXRK, New York's classic rock and roll radio and home of Guaranteed 20-Song Music Marathon. 92.